On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and thank you for joining us today. Today we're going to cover Private Letter Ruling 2011-17-042, an interesting ruling involving the transfer of an IRA during lifetime to a grantor trust. And joining me today to explain this important ruling is Barry Picker, editor of Lineberg Information Services Retirement Newsletter. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon, Bob.
So, Barry, what happened here, the way I understand it, is the services made it clear that you cannot transfer an IRA into a grantor trust during your lifetime. At least that's their position. We can agree or disagree with their position, but that's their position, which to some extent, when you're dealing with such serious penalties, establishes what the law is in this area, even if the tax court might eventually get to a different opinion.
Well, what happened in this case, Bob, was that we have a 47-year-old who is disabled. He's getting governmental benefits from Medicaid and other public benefits. And as people know, you're limited in what you can have in terms of assets and income when you're getting public assistance. So his trustee, guardian, I guess, is his mother, goes to a local court and has the court create a special needs trust so that it would qualify under law that the assets in the trust will not cause him to lose any of his public benefits. Now, his main asset was an IRA. And so they go and they try to transfer this IRA into this special needs trust. Now, the custodian basically says that they can't do that because they can't put an IRA into a trust, which, unless we're talking about an inherited IRA, which we're not in this case. So the IRA that then gets transferred into the trust, but it's not retitled in the name of the trust. So by being transferred, it was a distribution out of the IRA into the trust. Now, that's not what they really wanted to do. What they wanted to do was have the IRA retitled as in the name of the trust. Now, when the company does this and it transfers the IRA into the trust, that's a distribution. They issue a 1099 reflecting that this is a taxable distribution. So what happens now is that the taxpayer goes to the IRS and says, okay, we didn't really mean for this to happen. It was not our intention. The advisor who did this, you know, didn't really do this the right way. We want to put it back into the IRA. And the IRS says, yes, that's okay. You can put it back. We'll give you 60 days from the date of this ruling. But what's interesting about it is that two things. One is that the company that held the IRA said that they would not put it into an IRA that was titled as being owned by the trust. And more importantly, the fact that the IRS mentioned in their discussion of this that they correctly stated that it could not be put into the name of the trust. So they did acknowledge the fact that the financial advisor acting on behalf of the trustee gave incorrect advice to the custodian in having the custodian distribute it outright, and that's why they were able to get the ruling. But just the fact that the IRS was, as they put it, correctly noted that the individual retirement account cannot be set up and maintained in the name of a trust. Now, this was interesting because there was a prior letter ruling also involving a disabled individual who inherited an IRA. Similar set of facts in terms of that the guardian of that person set up a supplemental needs trust, special needs trust, and had the inherited IRA now payable to that trust, and the IRS said that was okay, and treating it as a grantor trust. Here, too, we have a grantor trust, but it's not an inherited IRA, which apparently, if you look at the two rulings, is the distinction between them. And so they seem to say here that an inherited IRA, which can be owned by a trust, is okay if it's owned by a grantor trust, but an individual's own IRA, which cannot be owned by a trust, that ruling applies even if it's a grantor trust, although for just about every other income tax rule that I can think of, a grantor trust is treated as a non-entity and is treated, you know, strictly as if owned by the individual. So that's why this one comes out as being very interesting in terms of the IRS clarifying its position on grantor trust, because when the prior ruling came out on the inherited IRA, there are those who thought that it would apply across the board to all IRAs, since grantor trusts are ignored. In this ruling, they're saying, no, it doesn't apply across the board. An individual cannot take his own individual retirement account and put it into his own grantor trust.
Barry, so let me just try to summarize. Basically, if I made a mistake when I was funding my REV trust, you know, I'm putting in there my stocks, my house, my cottage, and then I inadvertently put my IRA in there, that's going to be treated as a taxable event, subject to income tax, and potentially the 10% penalty if I'm under 59.5. Now, the government, in all likelihood, in that instance, would try to give you relief under the 60-day rollover rule. So far, so good?
So far, so good. And in fact, I had that exact scenario with a client a number of years ago, and in fact got a positive ruling on the ability to put that money back into the IRA.
Now, let's take it a step further. I actually, because I'm 60 years old, I'm disabled, I have $500,000 in my IRA, I look to put that into what's commonly termed a D4A trust. So this is during my lifetime, I'm moving my own IRA. That is, in essence, what happened here, and it seems like that is going to fail.
That's, according to this ruling, that's going to fail. But one thing to keep in mind is that the ruling request here was not whether it could be done. The assumption when they went for the ruling was that it couldn't be done, and the ruling request was only, can I put it back? It's only by way of discussion that we determine that the IRS is taking the position that it can't be done. But that was not the specific request.
And I know there's been a couple of rulings where that's been requested that the government's actually turned us down on. So, but now, Barry, let's go back to private letter ruling 2006, 225. So 2006, 20025. And in that ruling, the IRS held that the transfer of an inherited IRA to a special needs trust on behalf was not a taxable event. So I die, my IRA goes to my son who has a special needs, is a special needs child, and that child on behalf of their guardian or transfers the property into a trust. I believe that the 2006 ruling you'd still get the same result, and I'm curious if you think that would work.
I think it would work. Of course, that's the limitations of private letter rulings, is that, you know, sometimes it's a matter of who you get, who's giving you the ruling. So I think it still would work. Of course, in that case, I think in that case and in some other rulings, the service was actually looking to make it easy for the person. They didn't want to harm the person who was disabled, and so by giving them the ruling, they didn't cause this tremendous amount of income to come out. I'm not sure how, and again, depending on state law and things like that, which varies from state to state with different Medicaid rules, I have no idea what happens in this individual's case of an individual who is disabled on Medicaid but has an IRA. And that could vary from state to state as to whether they will lose government benefits or the IRA is itself protected and you won't lose governmental benefits. I know, for example, in New York State, people over the age of 70 and a half, people who are taking required distributions, an IRA is not considered an asset if one is looking for Medicaid benefits. I don't know what state this took place in, and I don't know what the law is, and I don't know whether or how big the IRA is, and have no idea whether this person is going to lose his benefits due to the fact that he has this IRA.
So a terribly interesting ruling, and maybe what we know about this is that the real caution is that we have to be very, very careful with funding rev trusts, A. B, we probably know exactly where the service stands on transferring IRAs to trusts during their lifetime. Because I'm thinking, Barry, I've negotiated enough of these that if the service thought that the transfer in the first place was not a taxable result, they probably would have tried to give the taxpayer that out.
And thirdly,
I think we want to emphasize that the ruling that the service gave now 5 years ago, 2006-20025, that concept is still valid. And if anyone's in that situation trying to help someone who is the beneficiary of an inherited IRA that wants to establish a special needs trust, I think that's going to be very much available. So, Barry, on behalf of Lineberg Information Services, I just want to thank you again so much for joining us today. Being able to get your insight on this is critical to listeners. And hopefully we'll be able to come back in the next few months and maybe the service will further clarify exactly where they are on this issue.
Thank you for having me, Bob.